the other big breaking news today is that of Tom Hicks, co-owner of Liverpool, sent a letter to Anfield asking for the resignation of Rick Parry. This is like an absolute soapbox of an affair. Makes me think that Liverpool Football Club is the joke of European, nay, not European, but world football as a whole. So we've asked Neil Atkinson from Spirit of Shankly to come into the studio, and Neil, you're in. I'm flabbergasted by this latest turn of events with Liverpool Football Club.
It just demonstrates how broken the hierarchy at Anfield really is. We're in this situation where there's no idea as to, well, no one is actually running the football club now. Mr. Parry's now being hopelessly undermined by Tom Hicks. Tom Hicks obviously doesn't have the power himself to sack Rick Parry, and is instead choosing to undermine him and to try and score some points with the supporters, because Mr. Parry isn't a popular figure.
No, he's not at all.
So we're now in a situation wherein there's absolutely no one's got any seniority whatsoever, and it's an absolute madhouse. It needs resolving, and it needs resolving soon, because we're about to go into a massive summer for Liverpool Football Club.
Oh, absolutely huge. Let me just bring into the debate Tony Evans, who's the Times Deputy Football Editor. Good afternoon to you, Tony.
Good afternoon. How's things?
Well, we're all flabbergasted here in Liverpool at the top of the tower. And one side of me thinks this way, Tony, that let's get rid of all of them and start afresh.
Well, yeah, there's a good case for that, because this is an absolute nightmare. It's gone into meltdown. As you say, they're a laughing stock across the country. I mean, we've got a cartoon in the paper tomorrow which basically says, the letter from Tom Hicks, you know, leave now. Oh, P.S., great result on this week. You know, it's unbelievable. But it's been coming for a while, really.
The gentleman, surely the guy to blame here is the guy's being asked to resign, which is Rick Parry, because he was the one that put the rubber stamp on Hicks and Gillette to come here in the first place.
Well, without a doubt. And he's the man who never got a stadium built. You know, in the early part of this decade, they were in a situation where they needed to build a stadium that would compete with Manchester United's expanded stadium, and he never got it done. And Parry is also to blame for the ticket fiasco before the Champions League final in Athens. I mean, I'll shed no tears from going.
What's the likelihood, though, Neil, of Parry saying, right, untenable position, I've got to be seen to be doing the right thing now?
I think Parry's point of view is the fact that he's made a massive, massive mistake in bringing Hicks and Gillette in, and it's ironic that the very mistake for which he should resign is the one for which he hasn't been asked to resign by Mr. Hicks. I think the situation is that Parry's just going to try and see it out, and I think he's right to do so, because the reason why I think Tom Hicks is asking him to resign is a wholly vindictive move, because it's very clear that Rick Parry is trying to broker a deal between DIC and George Gillette, and ideally Tom Hicks, and now it looks as though Mr. Hicks's response to this is to try and get rid of that man, and the fact of the matter is that he can't.
Yeah. Well, tell me this, Tony. I get the feeling that, and we all know that money makes the world go round, that Mr. Parry will want to sit still there with super glue on his backside in his chair, because he's obviously going to get a percentage of what's going to happen if the ownership of the club actually turns around again.
Well, yeah, I want to sit there, but I wonder if his position's untenable, because it's not just Tom Hicks who is against him. I think this is a victory for Rafa Benitez, who's been butting heads with Parry for a long time.
Yes.
And when the manager and the owner are against you, it's hard to sit tight.
Do you know what it reminds me of? And I'm not trying to make this a laughing stock of football, but Liverpool are at the moment. It's almost like the Three Stooges together, isn't it?
I mean, just look at the situation with them. Gillette and Hicks aren't speaking to one another.
Nope.
Now you've got to presume that Parry basically is obviously not speaking to Mr. Hicks, and I just think that the situation's just got absolutely beyond a joke. But the one person who can solve it, and in the process of solving it, make himself a great deal of money, is Tom Hicks. He's been offered an enormous profit to walk. Why he doesn't take it's beyond me.
Well, because he can see there's more money on the horizon when the stadium's going to be built.
But he hasn't even got the money yet to build the stadium, and this is the problem. How is he going to refinance as this credit crunch gets worse and worse? And I just think this is his last throw of the dice, and I would be absolutely overjoyed if Mr. Hicks went, and then the day afterwards Mr. Parry went. But right now, if Mr. Parry is trying to get rid of Tom Hicks, then frankly, he's got to stay in his position for the longest possible length of time.
We're talking to Times Deputy Football Editor Tony Evans. We're talking to Neil Atkinson of the Spirit of Shankly. If you've got a view on the latest twist, an almighty turn at Liverpool Football Club, I want to hear your view, 0151 708 1059, or do text me the word talk followed by a space and send it to 61025. Mike from the Wirral has texted in, I think Hicks is the one who should leave Liverpool. He seems to be the one causing all the problems. Tony.
Oh, yeah. we could get rid of Hicks, God, we'd all be celebrating, the champagne bottles would be popping left, right and centre. Hicks will go. It's only a matter of time. This is part of his game of poker. I mean, he's just hanging on to get the maximum price in the IC. We're led to believe that he's told Rafa Benitez that he won't leave until he gets 260 million, which I think is a little bit far-fetched. But he'll be gone. He'll be gone before the end of next season. And hopefully then the club will be run on a stable basis and they can get back to doing what they should be doing and do best, winning on the pitch.
The situation is, though, that we can't wait until the end of next season. We've now got a massive pre-season coming up where the side needs to go and buy one or two absolute top-quality players. Mm-hmm. And there's no one... Who's signing the cheques? Who's making the decisions now? The only person who, ironically enough, is that part of how this all began was Rafa Benitez. The only person who seems to be in a position of some authority there now is Rafa Benitez. Everybody else is everywhere.
Well, it seems to be like, you know, a headless chicken running around at the moment. But the one thing... I don't know whether Rafa Benitez probably greets this with the right grin on his face, is that it's taken all the pressure off him, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But at the moment, you know, the side's doing well on the pitch. They're on a very good little run. And they're doing all this despite what they've gone through this season. And I think it's fair play to him for that. But ultimately, we're looking at a situation where we need 2-3 players. We need to push on with the stadium in danger of getting left further and further behind. And every delay, every second wherein the ownership issue isn't being resolved is just another second that's eaten out of Liverpool's summer. And it's of great concern currently to the supporters, the fact that we are an absolute rudderless ship. And in any organisation, if the chief executive or whoever owns the club, or in this case both, has absolutely no security or authority, how on earth is the organisation going to keep going forward?
And Tony, even if Liverpool succeed in winning the Champions League for the second time in 3 years, is that going to take the heat off this whole situation or not?
No, in many ways it'd make it worse, because it'd mean that Hicks would sit tight and hope for more money. I mean, that's a curious thing. Every game we win on the pitch makes the situation more complex and more difficult to get out of. But I agree with Neil completely that we're like, you know, we are in a situation, if it's not sorted quickly, it could be a nightmare summer. And if we go into next season, we're trying to consolidate, even if the IC have taken over then, which I think they will, you know, it's kind of almost at every step you fall behind, it makes it more difficult to catch up, and we have fallen behind, and this is such an absolute mess come true.
I mean, the thing is, it's not even, as you know, as I said there, it's not even a case of just falling behind those who are in front of us. Behind us, there's the ranks of Tottenham, West Ham, Aston Villa, all of whom are very heavily bankrolled, with good managers in a couple of instances who are catching up. Similarly, Everton, Liverpool Football Club, just to stay where they are, need to have a decent bit of bankrolling next summer to make the catch-up money that's required on Chelsea, on Manchester United especially. It means that there needs to be an emphatic change of ownership and a change of direction. The desire to win the league from the boardroom downwards will be absolutely fantastic, but it's not there at the moment.
And chaps, finally, a question for both of you. Does it make it even worse that Everton are creeping up on your shoulders without very little money and no boardroom hassle at all, and that Man United are almost certain to win the league as well?
Not personally, no, because I think that we've just got to look at ourselves and keep things in-house, and that's the problem at the moment. Things aren't being kept in-house. Yet again, why this needs to be made public is absolutely beyond me, but it's not beyond me, because the reason is that Mr. Hicks is trying to undermine Rick Parry, and that's what he's all about. He yet again is the one who's coming out and speaking in public. What we need to do is just look at ourselves, get on with our own thing, and try and get our results together on the pitch, which we have achieved, and simultaneously get a decent result off the pitch, which is to get Hicks and Gillette out, ideally then get Mr. Parry out. But definitely Hicks and Gillette have got to go, and the only candidate at the moment to come in is DIC, and the sooner the better.
And a final word from you, Tony.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I mean, I'm led to believe that he's a very high profile and very good signing for the summer, which you know, makes me a little bit optimistic. But while this regime is running Anfield, then I will be pessimistic, because this is not the way Liverpool football club should be run, and would like our club back.
Okay, my thanks to Tony Evans, Times deputy football editor, and to Neil Atkinson for coming into the studio this afternoon from the Spirit of Shankly. This will go on and on and on. There'll be more to come on this programme. There'll be more to come on City Sport. I wonder, which way are we going to turn next? Your guess is as good as mine. It's 5:46 on City Talk 105.9. Driving you home to 7 is the